What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Bitch Bucks, remember, if you're doing the Throwback Thursday, you got to give Valdez your songs ahead of time.
That's right. When do you need those?
Wednesday morning would be nice.
Okay. I'll have them Wednesday morning.
Hey, Valdez, you tell people what you were researching and you found out regarding Cakes today?
Oh, Cakes is the big stack at his featured table.
And he's at one of the tables in the TV room?
Yeah, Cakes told us yesterday that he was going to be in the TV room. Or okay. No, it might have been Monday. That he is in the TV room. So Poker Go has a room where they have cameras. They have, like, journalists in there running from table to table to do updates. So there's a good possibility that you'll see Cakes on TV. Well, it's not really TV, but it's on YouTube. So Poker Go is doing a YouTube that starts at 6 o'clock tonight, our time. I tweeted out the link, but if you just type in WSOP day three, I'm sure it will come up on your YouTube. But I have the link tweeted out.
So is this now what you have? Is it going to be actually Cakes' table, or is that the TV table?
I don't know. He's in the TV room.
Right.
And so there's multiple cameras, so
they'll be bouncing around from table
even
to table.
So even though there will, I think there is a featured table, which is underneath the lights with, like, the whole production crew.
Right.
They have people who bounce around in that same room with, like just a regular handheld camcorder thing that they're setting up for, like, big pots and stuff like that, and interviews. So there's a possibility Case could be interviewed. You'll see him. Possibility.
Do you think
a tussling with another player?
Do you think Cakes's entertainment instinct that he has will kick in if he's at a TV table? Will Cakes ramp it up, or will he just be the mute that he normally is at a poker table?
He'll be
table?
The mute.
No, this is Cakes's lifelong dream.
This is too serious?
Yeah, this is too serious.
You don't think he's going to do shtick?
I don't think this is like Cakes classic.
I think his entertainment instinct is going to kick in when he sees that red light.
It would definitely kick in.
I think it's going to.
Because everyone else is going to be clamming up at the table, probably. Uh-huh. And Cakes is just naturally doesn't like the awkwardness, so he knows he can do it, so he could.
And but he's on TV every day. He's gonna light up. He's gonna light up a little bit. I actually think he lights up a little bit when he does his updates. Like, his updates are pretty entertaining.
So that's at 6 tonight.
6 tonight. You can throw your YouTube on your smart TV, and you'll be able to watch Cakes and 65 inches of glory.
Right.
I also retweeted Valdez's tweet at Junks Radio if you didn't see it, which has the link.
Right, right.
All right, cool.
All right, let me tell you what's going on quickly here.
It's top 10% that cash, correct? So
yes.
So say there was 10,000 players, 1,000 will cash.
Roughly. I would say, like, listen, Rahm and Brett, our former producer, Brett Oliveira, we love. They're already talking about flying out there for the final table. It's like a less than 1% chance he gets to the final table. Right?
But it's
insanity.
But it's a much better chance to cash.
Cash, he's probably at about 30%.
I think you have to be in, like, the top 1,400 to cash.
Yeah, so...
Oh, so it's more than 10%.
He's probably...
Yeah, because he's a patient fella at the table. He'll just wait it out.
Yeah, but still, you got to have chips. You got to, you know, just there's so many people you have to...
Yeah, yeah.
It's a minefield.
It's a minefield, yeah. And there's so many bad beats you have to dodge.
And the blinds will start increasing.
I mean, the chances of him getting to the final table literally are, like, 0.2% or something.
My friend, Wacky Jackie, showed me the link, because he said he was watching it last night.
Yeah.
And he said that you can tell that when people have a big stack and sit on the big stack and play premiums, no one engages with them whatsoever to play.
Yeah. Hmm. I mean, that's what he has to do, too. But luckily, he's the big stack. But now, I hope he doesn't get a little too carried away being the big stack, because he could be a little friskier because you're less vulnerable, right? You can't be taken out in any one hand.
He said you need to play some pots, or people will just give you no action for the entire night.
For sure. And Cakes mentioned that he's been doing that. He's been playing, you know, suited connectors and everything. He's not just sitting on queens or better.
Yeah.
Listen, if there's anybody here amongst us that's ready for it, it's Cakes.
Mm-hmm.
Although I will say that Valdez has a natural instinct for poker. The few times I've seen Valdez play, he's been very, you know, done very well. But Cakes has been preparing for this for a decade.
Yeah, he's been playing for a long time.
Yeah. and like dedicated to it.
JP would, I just would love to see him go for the quick double up.
JP, yeah, he'd be like,
I'm going all in.
Or
I'm going to
the food court. The food
court. get my chocolate shake.
I'm just going to go in blind here.
That's what I would do.
JP, Cakes has been planning for this. He's been preparing for this. This has been his dream. So, so far, so good. It's pretty exciting.
And if he cashes, he's going back.
Well, he needs to be free-rolled. I don't think he's going to keep spending.
Well, I'm saying if he cashes, that company that free-rolled him, I bet you will do the same thing.
They'll be happy. Yeah, for sure.
He's wearing isn't this so much better than, like, could you imagine? Because Cakes has been looking forward to this for years, I feel like. Mm-hmm. It's always been kind of ramping up to it. Can you imagine if he got, like, bad beated and busted on day one? Like, just
the letdown that
would
be?
Well, yeah, the letdown, the will to go back. Like, it wouldn't have reached his excitement that he had to go out there.
He's definitely going to, it's definitely going to encourage him to come back.
Yeah.
The fact that he's done so well so far.
I would think that he might play in more events if he cashed. Like, he would go out there.
Well, this is the end. This is the big one.
I know, but go out there for the beginning, kind of the satellite events.
Right. He did play. Did he play one of the Venetian events, one of the Deep Stack events in between, or no?
I think he did.
He contemplated it.
He said it was first day he was playing some other events.
He did, yeah. All right, guys.
What else is he going to do out there?
Well, there's a lot of trouble you could get into.
He's not going to go to the pool.
Yeah. David Page, driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager now. She'll take care of you, I promise. You can check out their entire selection of certified pre-owned and new vehicles right on their website. Check them out at BMWOfFairfax.com. Make sure you mention me, please. That'll help you, and it will help me. All right, guys, this is a weird story. You know, it's all Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry recently. They split up. We talked about yesterday how she was showing off her revenge bod, her bikini bod. Well, apparently, she is kind of vacationing, co-parenting together with Orlando Bloom. They were spotted, I guess, at one of the million Jeff Bezos, Lauren Sanchez boat parties. Like, just yesterday. They're on the same boat together. How weird is that? He's out hollering at all the chicks. She was, I guess she was seen kind of, you know, in her revenge bod, talking to other dudes just a couple days ago. And now they're together on the same boat with the Bezos-Sanchez party.
But they were hanging out, or they're just in separate groups?
They were there together. I mean, they were kind of photographed, like, in the same vicinity. Sure, they weren't chatting it up a ton, but they were there. It's so weird. I guess that's what happens, though, when you have kids. You got to do some co-parenting. I guess they brought the kids. Is that what that means?
I think they did.
Sharon Osbourne's in the news, of course. There's still you know, details coming back from the Black Sabbath farewell concert, and she's not naming the band. But she says she did disinvite a greedy band from the farewell concert. She says the unnamed group wanted to make a profit. It's not time to make a profit. She says after the show, she'll let everybody know who it was. I think they'll be shocked. Nobody has heard yet. But there were performances from Metallica, Guns N' Roses, Jack Black was there. Dude, I saw something. I don't know if this is true, but that Jack Black is worth something like $600 million. Is that possible?
Been in a lot of these animated movies.
Is that possible? Like, his net worth is absurd.
Is it really?
Well, he drives like an old Honda or something.
They did a bunch of Kung Fu Pandas.
Maybe. Maybe he's been, I can't remember. I mean, probably is something like that. Like, he's been in a couple of these just like massive movies.
But I see here $50 million when I punched it up.
Okay.
But you never can rely on what they say here.
On the internet.
But yeah, Kung Fu Panda and Jumanji.
I was
going
to guess it's way more than 50.
A ton of his money. And he's just one of these guys that I guess came from nothing. And, you know, I'm sure he has a nice house and everything. But I think he kind of like doesn't really flaunt the wealth at all.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every time I ever see him, he dresses like a pig.
Is he married?
Don't know the answer to that. Don't know. Michael Douglas was recently interviewed, says he has no plans to return to acting again. He hasn't worked since 2022. He does say there is a project that he's working on, maybe to help finance or whatever, small independent film, but no plans to act. What is he? He's got to be in his 80s. He's 80 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he's just supporting his wife at this point, Catherine Zeta-Jones, and whatever she does. Denise Richards.
What's his best line uttered in any movie, EB?
Something about money.
Greed is good.
Yes. Yeah, greed is good.
I just wanted to see if EB would get it.
Whatever, I could get it eventually. Denise Richards.
Do you remember his character name in that movie?
I mean, if I had
Gordon,
all day to think.
G-G.
Gordon Gekko. If I had all day to think about it, maybe I could. Denise Richards' husband has filed for divorce months after she revealed he helps her run her OnlyFans account. Who's the one that said that her son helps her with her OnlyFans and like posts her pictures? I think it's like the lady from the Sopranos, Drea De Matteo. Is that her name?
Yeah,
she has her son post photos. That's
I think
weird.
So. Like her teenage son helps pick the photos and post them for the OnlyFans.
I think you'd like the storyline of Denise Richards' husband. I believe she used to brag that he had a big dong.
Oh, really?
Why would he like it?
Why would I like that? What do I care?
Because what's he care?
He just likes stories.
I think it's funny. I think that's funny.
Exactly.
I used to think mine was pretty good. Now I think as I'm getting older, I've lost some confidence. Lost some confidence, unfortunately.
I don't even know if I have one anymore.
Right. And last but not least, they're saying Cardi B may have the BBL smell. Valdez, could you hip us to what the BBL smell is?
So there's a her and Stefan Diggs broke up.
Did?
I think
because
people
she had smelly
think that.
BBL?
Well, they're saying that Diggs broke up with her because she has a smelly BBL, which means your butt gets so big it's hard to clean.
Well, they say, what is the cause of the BBL smell? One of the main causes is fat necrosis. This occurs when transferred fat cells do not receive enough blood supply and begin to die. The breakdown of these fat cells could produce a rancid smell, as well as localized inflammation and an increased risk of infection. In some cases, small pockets of liquefied fat or fluid collections known as seromas can also contribute to the odor if not properly managed.
Well, this Beverly Hills surgeon, though, says it's harder to wipe down there. There's more to reach around.
Yeah, exactly. It's hard to get in there.
That,
in the crevices.
That could be the case, too.
It's hard to get into those crevices.
Imagine I'm breaking up with you because you have smelly butt.
That's terrible.
Just get a bidet.
It's probably not the only thing that smells.
Yeah, get a bidet. Come on, sweetheart. Get a bidet. You can afford one.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. All right. If you want to chime in throughout the show, you can always hit us up at 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.